This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So let's look at the flip side of the coin. Which are the acts which are allowed during itikaf?
The acts which are permitted during itikaf, that if a need arises, a person can go out of the mosque, as mentioned earlier, either relieve himself or to wash or to ghusl or to do wudu, or if there's no food, etc. As the hadith of Aisha, Allah be pleased with her, the wife of the Prophet, she says in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume number 3, in the book of Itikaf, hadith number 2029, that the Prophet, while doing Itikaf, never entered the house unless there was a need. The things which are otherwise permitted during Itikaf is a person can eat and drink and sleep in the mosque. He can eat and drink and sleep in the mosque, but he should be careful that he should maintain the sanctity and maintain the cleanliness of the mosque because it's a place of worship. A person can even comb the hair. He can oil his hair. He can remove the unwanted hair from the body. He can cut his nails. He can do wudu. He can wash. He can have a bath. He can wear new clothes. He can put perfume. These things are permitted. As it's mentioned in the hadith of Sahih Bukhari, volume number 3, in the book of Itikaf, hadith number 2028, that Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, she says that while doing Itikaf, the Prophet, from the mosque, he put the head into the house, and though she was during a menstrual cycle, she combed the hair of the Prophet and put oil in the head. It's also mentioned in the next hadith of Sahih Bukhari, volume number 3, in the book of Itikaf, hadith number 2029, Hazrat Aisha, she says that while doing Itikaf, when the Prophet is in the mosque, he used to put his head into the house, and she used to comb the hair and oil the hair, and the Prophet never used to enter the house unless there was a need. So it means that you can comb the hair, you can oil the hair, and the other things which I mentioned. Further, it's also allowed to pitch a tent in the mosque or in the backyard of the mosque. It's mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume number 3, in the book of Itikaf, hadith number 2034. Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, she says that the Prophet used to do Itikaf for the last 10 days of Ramadan. And she used to pitch a tent for him. And after offering Fajr Salah, he used to come at the place of Itikaf and enter the tent. It's mentioned in Sahih Muslim, volume number 2, in the book of Fasting, hadith number 2641. The Prophet did Itikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan, and after offering Fajr Salah, he came at the place of Itikaf and ordered a tent to be pitched, and a tent was pitched where he was doing Itikaf. Further, it's also allowed for your wife to come and talk to you and speak to you while doing Itikaf. She can enter the mosque, and it's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 3, in the book of Itikaf, hadith number 2035, that Safiya, may Allah be pleased with her, was the wife of the Prophet. While the Prophet was doing Itikaf, she entered the mosque and she came and she spoke to him. And after a while, when she was leaving, the Prophet accompanied her to the gate of the mosque, the gate of Umm Salma. And two Ansar men, they entered the mosque and they wished the Prophet salams. And then the Prophet said, that don't run away. She is my wife, Safiya binte Huyai. So the two Ansar said, Subhanallah, O Rasulullah. That means, how could we think such a thing? And they felt a bit hurt. And how could the Prophet think that we are doubting the Prophet? So then the Prophet replies and says, that the Satan runs in the body and can reach any part of the body like the blood can reach any part of the body. And I was afraid lest some evil thought may come into your mind. That is the reason I clarified that she's my wife. So that gives us a guidance that when we are in public and someone doubts, have to clarify. And even the Prophet did that, alhamdulillah. So we come to know that the wives of the person doing itikaf can enter the mosque. And further it's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 3, in the book of itikaf, hadith number 2037, that Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, she says that one of the wives of the Prophet did itikaf with the Prophet. And Further, it's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 3, in the book of Aitikaf, hadith number 2026. The Prophet used to do Aitikaf in the mosque for the last 10 days of Ramadan. And after he expired, his wife continued with the practice. So during Aitikaf, you're also allowed to speak to the wife.